M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. California is dealing with a third severe storm in a little over a week, and there are serious concerns that mudslides could cause even more devastation. Reporter John Palminteri is in Montecito.
We're here at Montecito Creek, and it is just roaring through that if we get more rain and more intensities in the hills above us and it drains through here, it will not make that curve.
That's why officials are now urging people to evacuate Montecito. 23 people died in mudslides there 5 years ago. Doctors who treated Damar Hamlin say the Bills' safety has been moved to a hospital in Buffalo to continue his recovery. Dr. William Knight is with the University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
Dr. Pritz and I have spoken extensively with his care team in Buffalo, and I can confirm that he is doing well, and this is the beginning of the next stage of his recovery.
The news comes a week after Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest. President Biden's in Mexico today for the North American Leaders Summit, a day after his big visit to the southern border. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We'll spend a considerable amount of time today on how we can enhance and elevate our cooperation on fentanyl. And President Lopez Obrador and President Biden will have the opportunity to discuss questions related to supply chains.
Fentanyl killed tens of thousands of Americans last year. Thousands of nurses are striking now in New York City over better pay and hospital staffing.
These hospitals are showing that all they care about is profits, but we are no longer treating patients like transactional items. They are people and they deserve respect, and that's why we're out here striking. It's not about money. It's actually about saving lives.
Hospitals are postponing non-emergency surgeries and diverting ambulances to other facilities while their union works out a deal. Brazilian authorities have promised to restore order after far-right protesters stormed government buildings this weekend. More from CBS's Christian Benavides.
Political analysts say there are questions about the slow response of Brazil's police and military.
A lot suggests that given the pro-Bolsonaro sentiment and anti-democratic sentiment in the armed forces and the police, that the security apparatus may have actually helped the protesters to attack the building yesterday in the Capitol.
Traffic deaths were down last year in the U.S. CBS's Jim Krasula has those numbers.
Nearly 32,000 people were killed in traffic accidents from January through September of last year, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That was a slight drop from the same period in 2021. Pedestrian and cyclist deaths continued to rise, though.
The drop follows an unprecedented two-year surge in traffic deaths and dangerous driving. The Dow lost 112 points today. The Nasdaq added 66. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin state government will soon ban the TikTok social media app. Governor Evers says he'll sign an executive order this week to keep TikTok off state government phones and computers. Critics say TikTok's Chinese owners can track American users and manipulate what news they see. Evers says he made up his mind after speaking with the FBI and Wisconsin emergency management officials. A Wisconsin group that helps injured birds released four bald eagles in Sauk County over the weekend. The Raptor Education Group from Antigo says three of the birds were poisoned by lead. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual Bald Eagle Watching Days is next weekend in Prairie du Sac. In sports, we may have seen the last of Aaron Rodgers as a Green Bay Packer. Commentators are speculating about his retirement after last night's loss to the Lions. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquezan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com. The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a magical Monday, a happier happy hour. All those things are going to be true, Dom. I feel it.
Yeah, feeling good, baby.
We're going to take your calls this hour at 844-967-2789. Your opinions welcome, most of you. A couple of you got reputations that proceed. But, Dom, some breaking news, some troubling breaking news about President Joe Biden. I'm sure you may have seen this. Classified documents from Biden's time as VP discovered in his private office. Well, at least they weren't at Mar-a-Lago, Dom, but this headline rings somehow familiar. Several, being described by CNN as several, classified documents from President Joe Biden's time as VP were discovered last fall in a private office. A source with knowledge of the matter tells CNN. The National Archives has referred the matter to the Justice Department for further investigation, the source told CNN. Now, I wonder how many times they had to come looking. Did they have to serve subpoenas on Joe Biden to get these documents back? I didn't see any news. I didn't see Biden saying they had invaded his office.
Right. Illegal search.
Biden's lawyers found the government materials in November while closing out a Washington, D.C.-based office that Biden used as part of his relationship with the University of Pennsylvania, where he was an honorary professor from 17 to 19, the sources said. Fewer than a dozen classified documents were found at the Biden office, the source said. It is unclear what the documents pertain to or why they were taken to Biden's private office. Federal office holders are required by law. Trump's followers could tell you this by now, Dom. Federal office holders are required by law to relinquish official documents and classified records when their government service ends. The White House is cooperating with the National Archives and the Department of Justice regarding the discovery of what appears to be Obama-Biden administration records, including a small number of documents with classified markings. Can't wait to hear how the Republican Subcommittee on Hate Joe Biden reacts to this, Dom. A little bit more, Richard Stauber, special counsel to Biden, said in a statement, the documents were discovered when the president's personal attorneys were packing files housed in a locked closet to prepare to vacate offices in the Penn Biden Center in D.C. The president periodically used this space from mid-17 until the start of 2020's campaign. On the day of this discovery, November 2nd, 2022, the White House Counsel's Office notified the National Archives. The archives took possession of the materials the following morning.
You mean he didn't take them home with him and put them in his desk?
Well, these documents have been outside of the control of the National Archives for like 5 years. A little bit more, or one must presume. The discovery of these documents was made by the president's attorneys. The documents were not the subject of any previous request or inquiry by the archives. Since that discovery, the president's personal attorneys have cooperated with the archives and the Department of Justice in a process to ensure that any Obama-Biden administration records are appropriately in the possession of the archives. CBS News first reported these documents, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I would call these, Dom? Paperwork crimes, man. At worst, it's a paperwork crime.
Crudy, the conclusion of the CNN piece, Biden was critical of Trump when he saw the photograph taken by the FBI that showed an array of documents found on Trump's property last summer. How could that possibly happen? How one, anyone could be that irresponsible, Biden said. And I thought what data was in there may comprise compromise, sources and methods. By that, I mean names of people who helped or et cetera. Totally irresponsible, Biden said.
Now, Trump had specifically 325 classified documents, and they've been turned over to, the special counsel Jack Smith's office. So let's compare a little bit more of the reporting here. In November, NARA, National Archives, sent a referral to the Justice Department to investigate the matter. A source with knowledge of the situation told CNN. That's Trump's paperwork crimes, but there's more of them. 325 classified documents. Ever since the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago in August, a search that uncovered dozens of additional classified files, Trump has promoted wild and unfounded allegations about his predecessor's supposed mishandling of government records. The news about classified records turning up at Biden's private office is sure to provide new fodder for Trump, who has already announced his 2024 presidential bid. Damn, Joe, really? Come on. I need a dozen documents. You couldn't have had somebody look a little harder through the files after you won the presidency. The fact that this is coming up 5 years after he first started using this office, if he vacated this office when he started running for the presidency in 2020, well, now he's been the president for 2 years. We've already been through the midterms. Hell, now they got a speaker of the House, Dom. It shouldn't have taken this long to discover these documents, my only point.
Well, no question. And regardless if you're a Republican or a Democrat, certainly motive matters. But to allow classified documents of any stripe to be laying around different offices is certainly concerning to every American, as well it should. But the other side of that is, as you compare this circumstance as we know it and this circumstance with Trump as we know it, while their classified documents are involved, that is the similarity, the motivation and the way that the two men worked when it was discovered and how they worked with NARA are totally, totally different, as is reported. Perhaps Trump has nefarious means and maybe Joe just, doesn't, or it doesn't matter anymore. But certainly, come on, people, you got the classified documents. We don't know what they are. But yeah, methods and all that still pertains, whether it's Joe Biden or whether it's Donald Trump.
Well, I do find it problematic. They are classified documents. I didn't like hearing that there were documents on Hillary's private server. I don't like hearing that Trump had at least 325 documents down at Mar-a-Lago, and it didn't sound like that was in secured storage. And I don't like hearing that the former vice president, now the president, had classified documents. But at the end of the day, I'm telling you, typically most people discover the documents, give them back. There is some precedent in history to this, right? Former presidents do apparently abscond for whatever their motive with documents. And then the archives say give them back, and they do, up until Trump. But I've never put a lot of weight on this portion. This clearly seems to be a crime. But you never heard me say, man, let's get to the paperwork crimes. I've always cared a hell of a lot more about the election interference stuff. And that's the other big headline, Dom. I don't know if you noticed it.
Well, let me just push back on that a little bit, Crudy. I mean, there's many levels of classification for secret documents, right?
And we don't know what these pertain to in regards to Biden at this point.
No, and we do not. And we do not. And we also don't know what else Trump is still holding on to or what else that the National Archives has not found or is still looking for. To my understanding, Jack Smith and the DOJ are not taking Trump and his attorney's team's word for it when they said, hey, we looked again. They wanted to actually know who are the people that looked and found these additional documents most recently and to get them to testify under oath. But, you know, again, depending on the level, it would indicate the severity of the exposure. So we don't know enough about it, but I'm with you, man. This doesn't look good no matter who it is. Come on, people.
Well, what I really care about, Dom, was Trump and his co-conspirators, their efforts to overturn democracy. That's the really big deal to me. You know what? If I'm looking for a pound of flesh, it's about the insurrection. It's about the January 6th. That's what I care a lot about. That's what I think history will care a lot about. And I was very encouraged to hear that in Georgia, Fannie Willis, the Georgia prosecutor down there, well, Dom, I don't know if you know, but she apparently has wrapped up the initial grand jury. They have completed the Trump election interference probe. And this is the 11,780 votes. Brad, just find me 11,780 votes. Brad Raffensperger, the elections administrator in the state of Georgia, which is one more vote than I would need to beat Joe Biden in Georgia. And it is a smoking gun. We've talked about this, you know, the Perry Mason smoking gun. You don't get it, but we got it. We've heard it. We've known that this exists. So when any grand jury is presented with this damning evidence of this pressure campaign, this effort to overturn the will of the people, not because there's proof of fraud. In fact, there's no proof of fraud. But because Donald Trump couldn't accept the outcome and was willing to overturn the outcome by any means necessary. A little bit of reporting here from the Washington Post. Georgia grand jury completes Trump election interference probe. An Atlanta area grand jury investigating efforts by President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia has concluded its investigation, according to the judge overseeing the panel. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney issued a court order Monday morning saying the special grand jury had completed a final report on its investigation. He said the report was accepted by a majority of the county's judicial bench and that the 26-member panel has been officially dissolved. The grand jury's recommendations are not being made public yet, including whether criminal charges should be filed. McBurney scheduled a January 24th hearing to determine whether to release the report. Release the hounds, Dom.
Yes.
His order noted the grand jury had voted to recommend that its report be published and appeared to make its release mandatory, though the judge said he would hear arguments on the issue. You think Trump's team, his crackhead legal team, you think they're going to argue against releasing the grand jury testimony, Dom?
No.
Well, that's a stunning answer.
No,
of course,
man.
They are.
It's coming out, man. It's coming out no matter what, especially when they convene another grand jury and then they actually indict. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Coming back, 844-967-2789.
From what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies.
Will you shut up, man? Listen.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up. That frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple of glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum-tum-tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 31. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 38. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 29. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly. 844-967-2789. And breaking news today, Georgia grand jury completes Trump election interference probe. Now, Crudy, as you know, and some of the audience may know, I mean, this grand jury can issue subpoenas, cannot issue indictments. They will have to convene another grand jury to do that if it is recommended to do so, and Fani Willis decides to do so. A little bit wrapping up this piece here from the Washington Post. Monday's announcement that the grand jury has had concluded and was dissolved now stirs up speculation about potential charges in the case. A source close to the Fulton County DA's office said Willis is not bound by the grand jury's recommendation as she considers charges, which could occur even before the panel's report is made public. Willis is expected to argue for the release of the grand jury report at the January 24th hearing, where McBurney, the judge, said in his order he expects to hear also from members of the news media. But attorneys for targets of the investigation are also likely to ask to be heard as they seek to redact any potential information about their clients in the case amid potential charges. Trump and his allies have denied any wrongdoing, with Trump saying it was a political witch hunt, yada, yada, yada. So
it's a witch hunt.
We continue to, you know, move the ball forward. I love it, man. I mean, I hope she brings the heat this week. This week. I mean, you know it. They got the report. They either recommended charges or they didn't. And if they did, and they probably did, there's no reason for Willis to hold back.
844-967-2789. Bob, be patient. You'll be first. I can tell you what, though, Dom. As we turn the calendar, we've got spring elections coming up here in the great state of Wisconsin, but we're soon going to have declarations, candidates jumping in the presidential pool. And the other breaking news, Dom, that you failed to recap is Joe Biden had some classified documents, less than a dozen. That compares to the hundreds, like 325, that Trump had at Mar-a-Lago. But it'll paint just the same on Fox News, man. They're going to crucify Joe Biden with this. You know they will. So that begs the question. Next up, you know it's going to probably convince a guy like Ron DeSantis. It's time to get in. It's time to get in. But as the headline over at the Hill, Dom, DeSantis is the GOP early frontrunner. That could be a problem. For DeSantis, apparently, according to Alexander Bolton at The Hill. And you know what? As I scroll down the page here, I'm going to bring a little of this coverage to our fair audience, Dom. You know who I see a picture of?
No.
Wanker in 2016. Scott Walker, failed governor turned failed presidential candidate. But anyways, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is the early frontrunner in the 2024 GOP presidential primary. But lawmakers and strategists warn this can sometimes be the death knell for a candidate. I Crudy thinks DeSantis will be exposed. Point to other early presidential frontrunners who flamed out despite high expectations. Experts say there are a variety of lessons for DeSantis to learn from those early frontrunners who failed to live up to potential, such as former Governor Jeb Bush. Please clap. Who was too cautious and suffered from a perceived lack of energy in 16, and former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, who got bogged down in mudslinging match in Iowa.
Ha!
Some pundits, including yours truly, are warning DeSantis could peak too soon, as former Governor Scott Walker did before the 2016 Republican presidential primary, and probably, I speculate, has probably disappointed Tonette multiple times, you know, peaking too early, Dom. A little bit more here.
Thanks for that segue, Crudy.
I just really brought this topic up so I could
rip on Walker. No,
yeah, a little bit.
I mean, but Walker, I mean, what is peaking too soon? I mean, Walker was the bell of the ball for a very, very, very short time, right? So it depends. It depends on who the competition is as well. Because as soon as Trump got him, he put a cigarette out on Walker.
Yeah, I know you like to say that, but let's not forget when we saw Walker and Donald Trump in January of 2015. At the Iowa Freedom Summit, Citizens United event, Dom, Scott Walker was the front runner. Scott Walker was probably high 20s, and there was like 15, 16, 17 candidates, perspectives in the race. Donald Trump had not yet entered. I mean, Scott Walker won re-election in the state of Wisconsin, not in the same decisive fashion that DeSantis did. I mean, he beat Mary Burke by like 6 or 7, if memory serves. But he thought he was the next best thing since sliced white bread.
Well, since the Gipper, man, since Ronald Reagan. He was the next Ronald Reagan. At least that's what he saw in his own mind.
But he was still doing okay in March and April, and it wasn't until June. I mean, that's about a 6-month stand when Scott Walker was near the top, or him and Jeb Bush were at the top of every poll. Go look it up, man. Look up the polling averages.
I know. It was. He was leading the polls for a very short time. He may have been up there in the top quadrant. He led for a short time, and then it all went away, getting 0.0 when he finally dropped out. So that was a crash, a quick crash and burn.
Well, Scott Walker was a shadow campaign and waiting, breaking all FTC, as far as I could tell, all campaign finance laws, because it was what? Our American Revolution. Our American semi-fascism, I forget what he called his group, his 527, but effectively, he was a candidate for the presidency running a fake campaign, right?
Right, yeah.
And he didn't even declare himself until after the budget was signed in July. I was at the budget signing. I skipped the event in Waukesha, the actual declaration. Although I understand convicted Russian spy Maria Butina met him there personally that day, and Walker declared in July, and by September 21st, 71, short days later, Scott Walker cleared the field, so a better, more conservative alternative to Donald Trump could win. Rise! Ron DeSantis, you look like Scott Walker, you know, just without the bald spot and the wanky eye and the disappointed-looking wife. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. The happier happy hour. Always happier when you join us, when you call. That's just my speculation, but the look says it all. Have you seen that sour mug? 844-967-2789.
I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Special Report. CBS News has confirmed the Justice Department is now reviewing classified documents found in President Biden's former office in Washington. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has details.
The White House says a small number of classified Obama-era documents, roughly 10, we're told, were discovered in a locked closet at the University of Pennsylvania's Penn Biden Center here in Washington. Sources say the discovery was made by the president's personal lawyers as they worked in early November to clear out Mr. Biden's one-time offices at the D.C. think tank. The White House says the lawyers notified the White House counsel's office, which in turn informed the National Archives, which took custody of the documents and then looped in the Justice Department. CBS News has learned a review of this has been underway for weeks, being run out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago.
The feds say Mr. Biden's personal attorneys are cooperating with this investigation, but at this point, the FBI is not involved. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News and our new early morning program heard right here on weekday mornings, Up North News Radio. We're a small but scrappy state-based newsroom that covers politics and policy, but also other stories that show off our state, its people, places, food, and much more. You can find all of that on our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or on your favorite social media site. Just search for Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI, and give us a follow. Then, from 6 to 8 a.m., we talk about those stories and much more right here on the statewide radio stations of Civic Media. We have guests, analysis, commentary, we talk music, sports, weather, and probably a few too many anecdotes about my time as a TV anchor, a state legislator, an island dweller, and now a grandpa. It's real information and good conversation that's unabashedly Wisconsin. That's Up North News Radio, weekday mornings from 6 to 8, on the radio, online, and on demand.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocate, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a magical Monday, happier, happy hour. Your calls are now at 844-967-2789. First up, Hoosier Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Awesome, man.
Fair to middling. Okay. Feeling more magical than earlier.
Well, I went up and down on that one. Anyways. I've got a couple of things to say. I've never been to Milwaukee. I've never sat in a Milwaukee Braves bar at the loss. But I have sat in all kinds of Chicago bars when the Cubs lost for years. One thing that strikes me is at the end of the game, every old fart in the bar, like me, will sit there and complain about the manager and how they could do a better job. And I've always thought, well, why don't you just go down to Ashland and knock on the door and apply for the job? Shut up. Well, that's kind of the way I felt about the Democrats when they were bitching about the Democrats' messaging. Now, I'm hearing one of the people on this network, and I'm not going to mention names, talking about voters and, you know, all the problems voters are having. And they're talking about, well, you know, the Republicans hate mail-in voting, and mail-in voting is good. And look at the numbers. And I'm like, shut up. Man, we're in a war. You're inside a castle, and the peasants are beating on the door. Don't tell them where the open door is.
But Bob, don't we want our educated electorate to go out and cast their ballots and let the chips fall where they may? Isn't that the difference between us and, you know, Dom's Republican insurrectionist buddies?
Well, yes, yes, I understand what you're saying, Rudy. I do understand this. But, hey, we know a secret that they don't. It's like baking a good pie. You don't give away your recipe. You put the pie out there and let's see who gets the blue ribbon.
Bob, is the secret recipe, is there cinnamon in there?
Well, Bob, here's the thing, man. I mean, the recipe's on the box, man. What you have is you have people like Donald Trump who are against all sorts of mail-in balloting, but you have the actual people in the Republican Party going, oh, my God, we got to convince our people to do mail-in balloting. We can't make up, you know, a 250,000 votes, you know, in the last, you know, 5 hours of the day. So everybody knows, but, you know, it's just that they just want to discount it because their cult leader is telling them that.
But you've got to understand, if they're too stupid to read the box, you can't tell them to read the box anyways because they can't read it. You know, come on. It's like, you know, what? I'll quote you guys. What are you, smoking some crack?
Yes, do we say something like that? I think maybe we have once in a while. Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it,
let's
man.
Be accurate. I think actually you said smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack.
Okay, yes.
Allegedly.
Very specific. No, he admits it.
844-967-2789. Greatest radio show ever. We admit it. Dick from Madison. Welcome back. What do you got for us, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys, early in the show, I caught a little bit about something from my high school alma mater, West High. What's going on there?
East High School has a...
Oh, it's East.
East High School's got a gay student group-led drag queen sort of event. Supposed to be family-friendly, supposed to be coming up later this month. And the right wing's up in arms. And Scott Walker says that literally a drag show is a strip show. And there's no way for these events to be family-friendly in a typical wanker sort of fashion.
Well, wanker's a little younger than me. I'm getting a little long in the tooth at 67. But, you know, as an older boomer, middle-of-the-road boomer, did they ever watch television in the 60s?
No doubt, man. Bugs Bunny was in drag all the time.
No. Milton Burrow, Jack Benny, Flip Wilson, Don Knotts. I rest my case.
Rudy Giuliani. Wasn't there also that Tom Hanks thing, Bosom Buddies or something?
Jack Lemmon Tony Curtis and Some Like It Hot? I mean, you know, you kidding me? As long as there's been anyone, gender assigning to clothing, someone from a different gender has been wearing it. This is nothing new. And this is what drives me nuts, Dick. Do you think, and again, this is family friendly, and I've been to some risque drag queen shows, man. I mean, so it depends on what you're getting into, right? I totally get it. Aqua down on Duval Street in Key West. Pretty entertaining, you know, come around midnight. But I don't think you want to bring your five-year-old to that show. But I sure had a good time. So anything can be whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's being exposed to, you know, a different thought, a different idea, a different gender than how you may have grown up to. And at the ultimately, Dick, you're going to get out in the world. And maybe Scott Walker hasn't been around a whole lot. Maybe in all his travels he hasn't wandered into Aqua. Maybe you should, because you might be entertained, but you're going to have to deal with people that don't think like you. And they have every right to exist like you do. They have every right to wear whatever the hell they want like you do. And you don't have the right to get on their case about it any more than they have the right to get on your case about your tie.
Thank you for all of the above. I mean, it's just it just blows me away that they're so obsessed with this.
Well, sorry to cut you short, Dick. I had a thought there. 844-967-2789. The wanker is a preacher's kid. And the only real reason left to resent the gay people and their right to marry someone like themselves that they're in love with is it really has no effect on your life, no bearing on your life, one iota, unless you're some sort of twisted Christian, right? A preacher's kid, maybe. And I always have thought of Scott Walker. And I mean, how would I know? Who knows what happens in between those ears and those awkward Marty Feldman sort of eyes, Dom? But someone that is so afraid of the gay is a little self-loathing.
You think?
I think maybe. You know, if it bothers you that much, someone else's, what they do in their bedroom, if it bothers you that much, you're really spending too much time thinking about what happens in somebody else's bedroom.
Well, but you can't even blame the religion. Curdy, you know I bring it up all the time. Shellfish and mixing of the linens. Also, I think in Leviticus. So they pick and choose what they want out of their whatever holy book and choose whatever fiction you want to justify their bigotry and their racism and go down the list. If you can find, and that's the thing about interpretation, right? You can interpret whatever you want, but it literally says in the Old Testament, don't eat shellfish. But I don't hear, you know, Scott Walker lamenting the buffet at the Red Lobster, man. You know what I'm saying? Why not? It's in the same book. It's in the same chapter, man. But no, nothing about that. It's only the gays. It's the gay. Oh, the linens, the wools and the linen. What about the wools and the cottons? Can't do it. Oh, no, that's in there too. But you ignore that one. Do you pick and choose whatever you can get, you feel like you can rile your base on, whatever you think you can justify with your little religious book, and then stand out there and quote it on your Twitter like you're some sort of benevolent holy person. Well, you're not. You're just hiding your racism, not very well, and your bigotry behind your holy book.
Yeah, that sounds like Walker. 844-967-2789. Dom, I think I shared this one with you. I hope I did. You know, otherwise, I'm just prepping by myself over here. But the New York Daily News had an editorial board statement about Donald Trump, the former president. They know him well. You know, kind of grew up in their backyard there, Dom. And they talk about the tax returns. We talked about the grand jury wrapping up in Fulton County in Georgia. And I'm looking forward to those charges dropping because the governor of Georgia does not have the pardon power on a convicted felon. So effectively, Donald Trump gets convicted in Georgia, those charges stick. My fear is that he's going to be federally charged in a Ron DeSantis sort, a craven sort, like Ron DeSantis or Scott Walker if he, you know, had the charisma to ever be something more than a failed former governor. Well, they're more than willing to sell their soul to pardon Donald Trump to get the support of the Trump base. Do the right thing. You know, means justify the ends. They've demonstrated that in every step from January 6th to their treatment on the floor of the House of Representatives. So, anyways, Dom, what Trump tried to hide, the long secret tax returns show he's not so rich or so smart.
Really? Shocking news here.
This is a brief piece. As David K. Johnston laid out in these pages yesterday, Manhattan District Attorney, I hate to say his name, Alvin Bragg, has the goods to nail Donald Trump for tax fraud. The DA should move forward quickly on an investigation and prosecution. Johnston, the premier Trumpologist, God, that's, if you got to be good at something, that's a bad thing to be good at.
Yeah, I hope he's getting paid well.
Johnston, the premier Trumpologist, made his conclusions using 5 years of Trump's personal and business federal tax returns the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richie Neal published before hand-gaveled to Republicans, who fiercely opposed the transparency threats that they will retaliate and publish the returns of Joe Biden or Barack Obama or the Clintons or hollow. All those documents have long been public. As have those of the Bushes and Ronald Reagan, as have the returns of every president and candidate going back to Nixon. Before now, the only glimpse of Trump's income was the first page from his 1995 state returns filed in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut that were mysteriously mailed to the Daily News and the New York Times in September of 16, days before the fall's first presidential debate against Hillary Clinton at Hofstra University. You remember when Trump said that paying zero federal taxes makes me so smart. Either smart or a bad businessman who racked up huge losses, as we all suspected. Even as he was spouting on the stage, sitting in Mazars accounting office in Woodbury, 20 minutes from Hofstra, was his 2015 return. He had a six-month extension, so it wasn't due until October 15th. Hey, come on. We all take the extensions available to us.
I got it. You do what you can.
Deal that against the man. Mazars, which dropped Trump as a client last February and warned that the document should not be relied upon, soon submitted the 539-page return with the 1040 with all its schedules and 159 separate statements. It was stamped received by the IRS Kansas City Submission Processing Center on October 20th. It is now public. He is not such a rich man, they conclude. His adjusted gross income was negative, mostly from a net operating loss carryover of $105 million. He had to pay the IRS $707,000. No wonder the fraud didn't want Americans to see. The fraud being Trump. The fraud of his taxes. The criminality exposed thereof. And there's your Republican frontrunner for president 2024. You know, when the hometown paper is calling for your prosecution, Dom, it's going to get hard to win their endorsement in the fall.
Well, and there could be state charges not only in the state of Georgia, but also in the state of New York. And if he's convicted on those, he will have a, what, take a Republican governor in New York to...
My understanding, no pardon power in New York State either.
Like Georgia.
Maybe I'm wrong on that one. I haven't researched that as clearly, but I'm looking. I think the smoking gun evidence has already been presented to the grand jury in Georgia, to the Fulton County grand jury.
Yeah.
And that has closed. They've got a report. They're requesting, the jury is requesting be made public. And I want to see it, Dom. Lordy, let there be tapes. Release the hounds. There are tapes, right?
11,780 votes. That's what I'm going to need from you.
I would recommend you get off this call, Mr. President.
Hang up now.
And Rudy. And let's not forget, Lindsey Graham, he also testified before that grand jury.
Kemp did, I believe, as well.
And Mark Meadows. And all the hee-haw gang. Yeah. Come back. It's a magical Monday. Happy hour. Last segment for your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1 minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life, three wives later, and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 31. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 38. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance of snow, lows level off around 29. A dusting of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Is this Def Leppard I hear in the background?
It is. Rocket?
You see, I was never a huge Def Leppard guy.
I prefer the old stuff, you know, the High and Dry on Through the Night, you know, before I guess it stopped all at Pyromania for me. After that, it was low.
When they started pouring sugar all over you,
Dan? I mean, don't get me wrong, I jammed it out when I was a kid, but didn't have the staying power of some of the older stuff, in my opinion.
Well, thankfully, you've got plenty of staying power, or so I hear. 844-967-2789, unlike the former governor, Scott Walker. Pizza Box Mike, welcome back. What do you got for us, fella?
Hey, Mike.
Wow, the Republicans and the Packers look a lot alike right now. Total disarray, huh? Jared Goff was able to beat the Packers?
How?
I'm sure you're going to tell us.
Rodgers played like Jared Kushner. What a wuss.
You know, I'm wearing a beat up Packers hat, ready for retirement from my, you know, daily wearing wardrobe. Perhaps much like our starting quarterback might be ready for retirement. I know you're not a big fan, Pizza Box.
Well, you know, it's a good thing he isn't playing next week. It wouldn't have been Purdy.
At least we didn't lose to the 49ers.
Yeah, but did you see what I just said? Anyway, it would have been
Purdy.
Cool if the Packers won. Yeah, you know, and Rodgers got hurt or something, and then it would have been Purdy Love. Purdy Love, yes.
Purdy Love.
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah,
Mike.
I just like how the guy, you know, the right away the speculation is he coming back? I'm like, oh, my God, drama queen again. $50 million a year for 3 years with a fourth year? Bye-bye. Send him packing.
Oh, the way the contract's structured, Mike, we'd still probably have to pay the guy for the next decade. You're better off with him on the roster, perhaps, or trade him. Trade him. I've seen trade rumors for David Carr in Las Vegas. Maybe he can go on and, you know, connect with Devontae Adams again.
Actually, I think he's at about the value of, as far as football players goes, he's right up there with Jared Kushner. You're not going to be able to sell this guy. You can't give him away.
Maybe he's got some dirt on the Emirates, man. You don't know. Kushner's worth billions now. He got some free money. Mike, you got any political thoughts before we let you go, fella?
Yeah, man. Everybody get ready to kick ass on these legislators when they're in the building and January and February and March for like a week each.
Mike, later this week, we're going to have some discussions. Medical marijuana, at least the watered down Republican pill form version thereof, is going to come up legislatively, perhaps. Do we see this as encouraging, Mike? I know you like to partake like Dom and I do, but, you know, it's not of the pill form medical version that these Republicans would like to constrain us by. Is that even a step in the right direction, Mike, or is it so ridiculous you dismiss their legislative piece?
Can you hear me lighting my bowl right now?
The FCC says I cannot.
I think that was a dismissal.
Michael, thanks for joining us today. 844-967-2789. Dom, I know this is a near and dear thing for you.
What's that?
We're going to have Alan Robinson, and he is, I don't know if he's the current Normal chairman, but Wisconsin Normal, he is at least a past president of that organization. And I know back in 18, he and Brian Stevenson and a bunch of guys were instrumental to pushing legalized marijuana referendums onto the ballot. And if you ask the wanker, he still thinks the only reason he lost is because legalized marijuana referendums were on the ballot. And I'm thinking, if marijuana took out wanker, good, even better. But the question is, now, you know, here we are. Scott Walker's been out of office going on 5 years. The question is, now can the will of the people of the state of Wisconsin be done? I doubt it. I really doubt it.
Well, according to what LeMahieu, that they're finally going to get around to doing their job, what they should have done 4 years ago, and at least giving Evers votes an up or down vote.
But not on the DNR board.
Not for right.
Not on something meaningful.
Even their acquiescence to actually govern, to give the twice elected governor of the state of Wisconsin a hearing on his people, even that comes with a qualification. I mean, it is so beyond the pale here in the state of Wisconsin. So no, I mean, the medical thing, if it's going to have to be medical marijuana provided by a government pill, no, that's asinine. Hell's to the no. And it's not going to do anything. It's not going to go anywhere. People are already using. All right. Republicans, everybody, police officers, sheriff from Racine County, it's already happening. They're driving right through you, driving past you, going to Illinois, and then they're coming back. I mean, this is happening. This is around us. So don't act like this is all of a sudden going to be a big step in the wrong direction, because all these people are going to start using. No, it's already happening. The use is already there. The market is already there. What's not there is the tax revenue that you're giving up to go to Michigan, to Illinois, and now soon to be Minnesota.
Well, Dominic, I would suggest these Republicans are so hell-bent on flattening the tax rate, right? You're going to take it from 7.5 down to 3.5? That's their proposition. Well, there's a lot of lost revenue going to be a bit of a shortfall. Well, you know what? That green market economy would help fill that shortfall. We, as taxpayers in the state of Wisconsin, a very conservative estimate when Scott Walker was still the governor, $130 to $150 million a year in tax revenue. I think that's woefully underestimating the actual revenues. We can look towards the state of Colorado. They all told us, look at Colorado. Well, I've been looking. $5.8 million, we got $5.8 million. They generate over $200 million a year in new tax revenues. You want to give people a tax cut? Legalize weed. 844-967-2789. Try to sneak in at least one more today. Our buddy Andy from Beaver Dam, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Andy.
Well, Don McCrute, one quick comment. How come the Vikings come in, play lousy 1 week, and then the next week the Lions come in and, you know, they really played some ball and kind of, you know, Packers, the best they could do is a bunch of field goals.
Perhaps the Packers looked past the Lions because the Lions typically suck.
Oh, they typically do, but they've been playing hard, Andy, the last couple of years. They're trying. They finally got some balls to bounce their way. They got some calls to go their way, and they've been bringing the heat and playing hard this entire season. I called it, Andy. I told you, Crudy, my Lions. Now, they didn't make the playoffs, unfortunately. Well, they're second in the North, man, and that's not too bad.
We got friends listening right now, AM950 KTNF in Minneapolis. I got to tell you, the Vikings are not going to make it to the Super Bowl. I mean, that up and down team, Kirk Cousins is not the answer. Folks, thank you all for listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Got Mark Thompson doing the Paul Revere Show at 7, Native Roots Radio at 6. Keep it locked, Civic Media. You know, we do it every day for your listening enjoyment.
You done messed up, Aaron! That's right, it sucks. Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.